Every one morning. Today, let's read Psalms 119, verse 65 to 80. There is two paragraphs. The topic is the good of God and the hand of God. I'm taking the first word from these two paragraphs. Verse 65 and 73, the first word to make the topic and to meditate. The first word in 65. Do good to your servant according to your word, Lord. The first word is good. It's good. It's same as the word God looked everything as good, that good in Genesis. Between verse 65 to 72, the word of good appears 6 times. It's from the beginning. It appeared. It's good. We translate here as kindness. In Chinese, good you do is you treat me. You treat me good. Good you do to me according to your word. Lord, this is how the way you treat me. So for the topic for the first paragraph is do good to your servant according to your word. 65 is the topic. The writer understands the God he serves is good. It's good to him. According to the word, he do good to his servant, and it benefits him. And it has been the same the whole time. There's a thanksgiving here. That's how you bless me, God, Lord. That's how you treat me, Lord. Everything you do to me is good. Teach me knowledge and good judgment, for I trust your commands. Knowledge were in two words. In Chinese, it seems like it's one word only. Oh, in English, it's good judgment, sorry. Good, again, at the beginning. May Lord teach me good judgment. Teach me. In Chinese, it say give it to me, but in English, in original text, it's teach me. Lord, you do good to your servant. It's a thanksgiving. Then he immediately turned into a prayer. Lord, you're so good to me. Has been the same the whole time. Now I pray that you teach me the knowledge and good judgment. Because I trust your commands. I trust your word. Because you're the one who do good to your servant according to your word. That you let me have the good judgment and knowledge. I trust your commands. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obeyed your word. You are good, and what you do is good. Teach me your decrees. The writer said, I believe your word. You do good to your servant according to your word. I also ask that you teach me knowledge and good judgment. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. I went astray, then I'm afflicted. Now I obey your word. I know when I'm afflicted, it's expected. Because as a non-believer in the past, now I come and follow your word. You are good. What you do is good. Teach me your decrees. Here appear two times the word of good. You are good. That good is an adjective. Another good is a verb. Your nature is good. You're God. You are good. You're originally good. Good. Good you. You are good. You yourself is good. What you do is good. What you do is good. So teach me your decrees. Before I was afflicted, I went astray and I did not obey your word. But now I obey your word. Lord, you are good at first. What you do is good. Please. Please, good to me. Do good to me. According to your word, I am your servant. May you teach me your word and your discreet. Give me good judgment. Give me knowledge. I trust. Before I was weak. But now I repent. I returned. Though the arrogant have smeared me with lies, I keep your precepts with all my heart. Their hearts are callous and unfeeling, but I delight in your Lord. My enemy attacked me, and the writer prayed before Lord and asked for his protection. That I keep your word. Your word is my protection. I love your word. Verse 71. It was good for me to be afflicted so that I may learn your decrees. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. Verse 71, it was good for me. The good was at the very beginning of the sentence. It was good for me to be afflicted so that I may learn your decrees. The writer saw himself as weak and he felt. But he wanted to learn the word of God. Here it says again, I may learn your decrees. That it was good for me. Because he was lost. He went astray. He believed in him. When he went astray, God teach him. God let him be afflicted. That he was afflicted because it was God. Do it to him. And it was good. God didn't punish him. If God didn't punish him, he would even go more wrong. that it was good for me to be afflicted, because I went astray. First 71, it was good for me, the good also go at the first. The law from your mouth is more precious to me. The law from your mouth is more precious to me. Give us huge blessing. This good is more than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. God, it just used that kind of good to treat me. You do good to your servant. According to your word, you do good to your servant. The good that to me is more than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. Brother and sister, how do you see the word of God? God is using his word to lead us. His word is good to us. When we did not obey his word, we'll be afflicted. But he is good. But he is good the whole time. When we are weak, when we are afflicted, the way he do is still good to us. It was good for me to be afflicted. We choose to learn your decrees. First 71. So that I may learn your decrees. It was good for me to be afflicted. You use your word to teach me more than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. This is the conclusion of the writer. You're good to me, even though I was afflicted. You use your word to teach me, but it's good to me. It's better than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. When God is teaching us, do you feel that it was so good that better than thousands of pieces of silver and gold? Or you just tell God, hey, please leave me alone. May God help us. When we're in a tough situation, we need to think, God is good. It's not that good is not good to you. You're good the whole time. You're good. What you do is good. The Lord from your mouth is more precious to me. Even though I'm afflicted, it's still more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. This is the God himself and the word itself. So let's we hold on tight to the word of God. We believe he is good. No matter what happened, God is good. When I read the number of COVID-19, it's 2.4 million cases confirmed. I feel sad. The whole world is under this COVID-19, and the confirmed case, the trend is still going up. We should think God is good. We have to know God is good. Now this is the whole land was being affected. We are thankful that in Hong Kong we can still walk on the street. And I was talking with Pastor Amos and Esther, they can't go out on the street. They feel good on their daughter because she still can go out, but in Malaysia, it won't. So, brothers and sisters, that we can walk on the street is grace. Some of the places you can't even go out. They were already grounded in the house for more than a month. The law, the policy already is active for a month. They have to stay home. But today we still can. And the limitation is 4 in a group. For other countries, when they go and buy food, it's only one person at a time. And it has to be near. They shall take the shortest distance. When you go farther, they will already inspect you. Today we are in such situation. How do we see our God? We shall proclaim, God, you are good. What you do is good. You do good to your servant according to your word. May this proclaim become our faith. And more than the thousands of pieces of silver and gold. If we look at this way, is COVID-19 good to the whole land? In logic, of course, we think it is not good. But from a perspective of internal life, God wants people to rest. To show the concern to the land and do not hurt the land anymore. If you keep hurting the land, this will be not only the problem of COVID-19. It's the ozone layer will be destroyed and the hole will just get bigger. If another 1 degree of temperature rise up, the whole nature, the whole cycle will change. The sea level will go up. It's about becoming the end of the world. But now COVID-19, no one can go out. The exhaustion from the vehicles got less. You can see the blue skies. It's telling us all, we shall love this land and we shall love each other. Before that, we are just only concerned money and keep busy in our work. But now you're grounded so you can focus on the relationship. To our family, to the land, is good. Of course, for those who are affected by COVID-19 and those deaf, we should show our mercy and kindness that it is a no way out. But when I observe this world, who those will die? I should say this. It's not these people are not being taken care of by God. It's these people who didn't take care by the medical system. In my own opinion, why Americans have so many deaths? Because in America, the medical is pricey. not anyone can afford it. Especially in New York, there were many people was not under this medical network. They have no money. They have no insurance. Then that is, we can't help. We cannot help. So they have to just accept the fact and go with it. No remedy. No medicine. Why is that? This is the social problem. It's the problem of the nations. May God help us. The government we want is the one full of kindness. That the medical can cover their people. Okay, let's look at the second paragraph. Verse 73 to 80. Your hands made me and formed me. The first word is your hands. God's hand. Before that is good. Now he is hand. Is the hand of God. Your hands made me and formed me. In Chinese version, it says your hand produced me. It's like you're in a factory. Your hand made me. Made is to do. Make. In 65, you do good to your servant, that do good, do is same as the same meaning with made. Before that is make good to me, now is your hand made me. Formed me. You make me stand. It's not like a thing on the ground. You give me life. You form me. You make me stand. I belong to you. This is your hand who made me. Before that, it mentioned that the word of God has been good to us. In here, God is keep making us with his hand and form us. That give me understanding to learn your commands. May those who fear you rejoice when they see me, for I have put my hope in your word. I put this first. For this paragraph, 73 to 80 is the under structure of concentrate. How concentrate it is. 73 and 80 is a pair. 74-79 is a pair. 75-78 is a pair. 76-77 is a pair. That's how they pair up. That's how they concentrate. From the perspective of sentence flow, it's like that. It's a hand move. I could not see it. Or is from top, from the top left to the middle right. Okay, I don't get this. Sorry. It's a concentric sutra. Yeah, Pastor Joshua is doing some hand move. Please watch the live stream. Your hands made me and formed me. Give me understanding to learn your commands. You're the one who made me. 80. May I wholeheartedly follow your decree that I may not be put to shame. Form, that's the meaning of complete. It's like you're complete before God. That like you stand. That same as Abraham was being made to stand. My heart belongs to you. That you made it. That I wholeheartedly follow your decree. That I may not be put to shame. You make me and for me everything that you can make me stand before you. 74. Verse 79. May those who fear you rejoice when they see me, for I have put my hope in your word. May those who fear you turn to me, those who understand your statutes. May those who fear you rejoice. May those fear rejoice and free you turn to you. For those who fear you, we are together. We look at your word. For those who fear you, they will understand you. Understand your statutes. When we are together, we will teach him the word. Teach them the word. Here it says fear. You made me and formed me to make me fear you. May those who fear you turn to me, that we all return to you and understand your statutes. 75 and 78. I know, Lord, that your law are righteous and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. May the arrogant be put to shame for wronging me without cause, but I will meditate on your precepts. Lord, your law is righteous. Your word is righteous, is right. That I am afflicted, that in your faithfulness that you are teaching me. 78. May the arrogant be put to shame for wronging me without cause. I'm facing my enemy. Put shame to them. Because I leave my word, that's why I'm afflicted. Then I'm being attacked by my enemy. The afflicted mentioned here is in Lord's faithfulness. But for those who attack me, you handle them as well. They put me to shame for wronging me without cause. That I'm with you. 76 and 77. May your unfailing love be my comfort according to your promise to your servant. Let your compassion come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. For that I love your word. Lord, according to your promise to your servant, may your kindness be my comfort. That I'm afflicted is in your faithfulness, but may you give me your kindness. In my affliction, you give me kindness. According to your promise to your servant, let your compassion, your mercy come to me, into my life. That we're in a tough situation now. We know that in your faithfulness, you have afflicted me, but I need your kindness. I need your kindness. I need you to be part of my life. This is the cry out of the writer. In this cry out, in this affliction, that for your law is my delight. He still hold and put hope on his word. He still love his word. The affliction didn't decrease his love to the word of God. It didn't discount the kindness of God, the goodness of God. The affliction didn't make us hate the word of God. We believe. We still can cry out, let your compassion come to me. Let your unfailing love be my comfort. Get involved in my life. We trust you in this COVID, in the days of COVID. His hand form us, not only protect us, also protect our heart. Let our heart be complete and return to him. Trust him. Do not fall back. Brothers and sisters, in this current situation, first, we trust our Lord. We trust God is good. Second, we keep on look up of his hand. Lord, your hand keep forming me, forming my heart. Don't let the environment form me. Don't let the movement form me. You are my creator. You form me. I'm willing to stay under you. Even though it's not easy now, I'm still staying on your side. You form me. You be part of my life. I still love your word. May God help us.